Sanders and by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out. Hello, listeners. Be advised, the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle.
Come on. Who's there? Kira?
You scared the hell out of me. I thought you'd still be sleeping.
Well, I'm not. What are you doing?
I just came down to get some water. Sorry.
No. Wait. Stay. Sorry, I haven't felt like myself lately.
Yeah, a lot of that going around.
What's going on?
Hunter, he hasn't been the same since his dad. Since Mr. Tani passed.
Right.
I just want to help. It's like, he won't let me in. He never used to do that.
There are some pieces of ourselves that we keep just for us, Kira. Even if it hurts.
We said we'd never keep secrets from each other.
Everyone has secrets. Oh! What was that?
Why?
You can lie to me more?
Hunter, what's going on?
Hunter, stop! Just give it back to Mom.
Yeah, you won't be saying that when you hear what's on it.
What's on what?
Hunter, don't. Please.
I just packed up and left my family behind, and it felt good. Free. I spent this whole day fantasizing about it and how easy it would be to just leave. I even packed up the snowmobile. I was ready.
We don't know what he meant.
Yeah, we do, Izzy.
Dad was stressed out, just like all of us. We've all said stupid things before, you especially.
You just heard it. Dad wasn't a hero. He didn't care about us. He tried to leave us.
Hunter, just calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I deserve to know who my dad was.
We know who he was.
Why are you defending him?
Because that's not how I want to remember him. Because if that's who he was, then I don't know what to do.
Yeah, join the club.
Kids, please.
And when did you listen to this, huh? Did you know? Did you just let us keep believing in a lie?
I didn't want to hurt you.
Well, great job on that front.
Hunter, Izzy, your mom loves you very much and she just wants you to be okay.
Ren, just stop. Stop pretending like you're part of this family when you're not.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Ren.
Yeah, well, that's not enough.
Carla.
Thank you for trying, Ren.
Guess everyone does have secrets.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
Remind me why we're lugging everyone's trash again?
Because, sweetheart, we've been staying here for more than 3 weeks now, and we need to do our part. It's a good deed.
Well, is there a different deed that doesn't smell like dog shit?
Language, Tyler. This isn't premium cable.
Says the ex-con.
Excuse me?
I said, boy, all this altruistic manual labor feels great.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. And how are you doing?
Well, everyone here still hates me for almost losing their pipeline for life-saving medications.
Nobody hates you.
You sure about that?
Okay, yes, some of the folks here were a little annoyed by that, but things are looking up. Seems like things are better with you and your dad.
He's just being so nice.
Why do you sound angry about that?
I don't know. It's just confusing. He was always such a bastard, but it's like...
Like he changed, maybe?
Don't start with me.
Okay.
Where's Lana? She might have lucked out on her community service, but she's not getting out of today.
Hey, go easy on her. She's still recovering.
Interesting how her scarlet fever only comes back when there's work to do.
I saw her go up back with Carter.
Thank you, Tyler.
Wait, don't I get anything? I mean, that was valuable information.
Rule number one, negotiate before you give up the intel.
And rule number two, don't snitch on family. Grab that trash bag.
Well, this sucks.
Lana, time to do your civic duty. God, where the hell are you? Oh, my God.
Mom.
Mrs. Foster, Jesus Christ.
Carter, are you okay? What the hell are you doing here?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be helping out.
We were on our way.
Oh, well, it looks like you got a little distracted, huh?
Can you please just go?
I'm really sorry, Mrs. Foster.
Yeah, how about you go be sorry somewhere else for now, Carter? So how long has this been going on?
There's nothing going on. We were just messing around. Besides, I'm 17. I don't need to tell you everything.
No, you don't need to tell me everything, but could you just tell me anything? Like, just one thing.
Why? So you can judge me like you judge everyone else here?
Whoa, what's going on?
Mom is being an angry, controlling, judgmental bitch.
Stop. Everybody, stop. You know, this was a nice place to live till these new neighbors came in, always yelling at each other. Consider I vouch for all of you, and you share a last name with me. You think you could give whatever this is a rest?
Sure, Dad.
Fantastic. Now, I've got each of you set up to take over one of the daily chores from the neighborhood.
I thought we were already doing chores.
Since you're all more permanent residents now, I thought it'd be good for you to, let's call it, engage with the community. Unless you want to keep picking up trash, I can organize that.
No, I'm good. Let's engage with this community.
Ren. Something wrong?
We appreciate everything you and this neighborhood has done for us, Dad, but this isn't permanent.
I wouldn't mind staying here.
Well, we're not.
And where would you prefer we go?
Texas, like we talked about.
We never talked about Texas. You said that's what you wanted, and you didn't listen to any of us. I told you what those whack jobs in Martha's Vineyard said.
Lana, I'm not in the mood for a debate right now.
We don't even know what's in Texas.
But we need to find out.
But it's nearly winter.
Yes, all the more reason to go now. If we don't, we'll be stuck.
Stuck where? Here, with your family? With people who know us and care about us? Sounds real terrible, Mom.
That's not what I meant, and you know it, Lana.
I like it here.
We finally got a place, Ren.
So that's it. Everyone knows better
than me.
Nobody's
saying that.
But you are, and this is how it always is. You get to be the fun guy, and that's, you know, great for you, but I have to be the bad guy who actually exists in reality. The stable one who's here every day and actually has to run this family. You know what? I'm done. I'm done being that guy, so fine. Do what you want.
Ren, come on.
No, I really think I'm done talking now, Danny. God, I really don't know why I thought this would be any different.
Mom, look out for the... Ash.
Sweetheart, you okay?
I'm fine. Just leave me alone.
Ren.
Let her go, Kelly. She'll come around. Just let her cool off.
Hello? It's Ren Foster. I need a shower. Are they still working? Hello? Come on.
Ren? Oh my God. Oh, come here. Ooh. Ooh, you smell like a dumpster. Ooh, you'll make the baby cry stinking like that. Get inside, girl. I was starting to think you forgot about me, but I knew you'd come through sometime.
Do I know you?
Stop messing around, Ren. It's me, Shireen.
Shireen.
You did forget about me.
Look, I am so sorry, but as you very astutely pointed out, I stink and I'd like to clean up. Is this where the hot showers are?
We got showers, but not for you.
What do you mean?
Only got so much water pressure and hot water's being rationed.
But this has to be an exception. I mean, come on, I'm filthy.
That sounds like your problem. And I'm just a stranger. But you're smart, Professor Girl. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Please, I just need a quick...
Don't wake the baby, okay? You can show yourself out.
Wait! Wow. Hello? I'm sorry to bother you, but I need to shower, and I was wondering if I could use yours. The woman here in charge of them isn't letting me use one. Hello? Hello? No furniture. No people. Oh, but you do have a shower. Guess we're not rationing hot water today, huh, Shireen?
Oh, God, that feels good. Oh, that feels good.
Hello? Where am I? Wait, what is this? How are the lights on? Hello? Is anyone there? Oh my God. Where am I? Hello?
Everything's all right, Ren.
Mom?
Hi, Peanut.
Mom! Oh my God, it's you!
It's me, Peanut. It's okay.
Shh. How are you here? How is this possible?
I missed you.
I missed you too. So much. Wait, where are we?
We're in your classroom, aren't we? This is where you taught.
I know, but why? How? I mean... I was taking a shower, and I don't understand what's going on.
I thought you knew. You're dying, sweetheart. The door isn't going to open, Ren.
To do something. We're not gonna just stay trapped in here.
I did tell you. You're...
Yeah, I know what you said, but I'm not dying. I don't know what this is. Maybe a stress-induced hallucination or something, but it's not... It's not that.
Come on. Don't hurt yourself.
I'm sorry if I haven't resigned myself to our fate quite as easily as you have, Mom.
It's okay to be angry.
I'm not angry. I just want to get the hell out of here. What?
You still have so much to learn.
What do you mean?
It's why you're here, in this classroom, instead of, well, anywhere else.
I need to learn how to get us out. Oh, what now?
The shower. It's filling up.
What shower?
The shower you're lying in. You're running out of time.
Can we turn this thing down?
What's that?
I didn't realize trash trucks were so loud.
Technically, it's just a dump truck. But it
driver, get the job done.
Copy that. So remind me, why did you pull me away from trash duty this morning just to put me on trash duty for the rest of the day?
It's good, honest work. Do something with your hands. Help out the people here. You know, everyone overlooks jobs like this, but let me tell you, you try going 1 week without trash pickup on your street, it'll be chaos.
I feel more honest already.
I thought it'd be good for us to spend a little time together. See how you've been doing.
I haven't taken any drugs, if that's what you're asking.
Glad to hear that. What I'm just asking is, how you are? You all right?
Yeah. Just nobody's asked me that in a while. I'm not sure how to really answer that.
Well, we got all day. You just think about it.
Where is he? We've been waiting for like an hour.
I think if you pace a little more, he'll come sooner.
Excuse me for being eager for our community engagement.
Or maybe you're just eager to get out of here. I mean, this morning seemed pretty intense with your mom.
I told you before, she's crazy. Don't worry about her.
It's not her I'm worried about.
Are you talking about me?
But look, when you got sick, it was scary for everyone, but I wonder how much of all this getting angry, arguing, even us hooking up, which I'm not complaining about, by the way, how much of that is you being scared too?
I'm fine. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it was, Lana. And it's okay. I mean, you almost died. It's... I like you. I like you, I care about you, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
I knew you were going to be weird about this.
I'm trying not to be weird, Lana.
Well, you're doing a terrible job. We made out a couple times, Carter. I'm not your girlfriend.
I know you're not my girlfriend. I just thought that...
Thought what? That you just insert yourself into my family and my life and start telling me what's wrong with me?
No.
Then stop trying to fix everything. This isn't your family, and the only reason everyone's been so nice to you is because you don't have one of your own.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Lana! What's up, kid?
Uncle Eric, you're late.
And fashionably so. Now climb in. Be careful of the rifles, though. Don't need those going off in here.
Wait, rifles?
You want to hunt with something else?
We're going hunting?
Bunch of white-tailed deer started wandering into that reservation up in Stoneham. It's a nice little supplement to our winter food stores. If you can hit one.
Watch me, old man.
It's Carter, right? You coming?
I've never shot anything before.
He's just scared, Uncle Eric. Maybe we should let him stay here.
Just don't shoot me.
No promises.
Oh, I really appreciate this, Daniel.
You kidding? I get to walk around the neighborhood and talk to pretty girls like you. The pleasure is mine.
Don't make me steal from your wife now. I see that ring.
You have a good one now, Dolores.
Can I help you?
Morning, sir. I'm making my rounds and seeing if any of you folks need anything. Food, groceries, repairs.
Don't think I can take care of myself, huh? Is that it?
No, sir. I just,
I spent 4 months in a Tanzanian prison without showers or clean water. And won an Alistair Thomas Award for the trouble. I can handle a blasted power outage.
Mr. Lomas? Frank Lomas?
Who's asking?
I'm Danny Murphy, class of 2001. I had you senior year English Lit.
Daniel Murphy. How are you, son?
I'm good, all things considered.
Well, come in. Come in, I have scotch. And last I checked, that doesn't require electricity. Your errand is to care for the elderly members of this neighborhood, yes? Well, here I am, old and in need of a drinking partner. So come, come, I insist.
All right, one drink.
That's the spirit. I must hear about your exciting adventures. I'm sure you've led a special life.
Special's one way to describe it.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
It's an empty apartment, Wren. And you locked the doors. They aren't going to hear you. We're running out of time.
No. This isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't happening. The door isn't real, and the windows aren't real. And if I believe that, I can just... Ha! Yes! What did I say?
You always knew how to think yourself out of a problem.
Ha! Don't I know it. Hurry, come on. We'll just go right around the corner to the exit. Here it is. Whoa. This is the playground I went to.
Strange. I've never been here.
Yes, you have. You took me here every day after school.
Did I?
Daddy, look!
I'm watching.
Is that Dad? No, that's not right. He never came here with me.
Didn't he tell you? I had my shift at the library.
No, I remembered it wrong.
You adored your father when you were younger. What happened?
He left. Getting arrested, staying out. I was so angry.
So angry that you went and got those degrees, became a professor. All just to show us what we missed.
It wasn't to show you.
Wasn't it?
Cherie, ready?
Shireen was your best friend. You two were inseparable. What happened?
Nothing happened. She'll always be my best friend. I just...
When you left for college, what did you say to her?
I told her I'd call her.
But you never did.
I didn't mean to. I just... I wanted to forget this place. If I held on to everything I loved here, I never would have left.
Bravo, girls. Looking good.
Wait. Wait, Shireen, wait. Wait. What's happening? What's happening?
You're running out of time. You still need to learn.
Okay, what do I need to learn? I'm bleeding. Mom, why am I bleeding?
You must have hit your head.
Lance?
Get back here now!
Oh my God.
Who is that, sweetheart?
Run! Come on! Mom, this way! Come on! Go! Come on, Mom, this way! Mom?
Tyler?
Like we're in a dump?
Stand back. Watch your feet.
Really gotta say, Grandpa. Thanks for taking me along on this spirit journey. I can feel my anxiety and desire for benzos just melting away in all this filth.
Still got that armor on, huh?
What armor?
The sarcasm. The jokes. Don't get me wrong, you're hilarious, but you know it's okay for you to just be honest sometimes, right?
What if it never gets better? I mean, what if I'm just this worried, anxious, sad mess for the rest of my life?
These things are always going to be a part of you. It's just how you and me are wired. But what we do about it, how we learn to live with it, live through it, and despite it. That part's up to you.
What's that? It's a guitar.
Looks like an Anthem 214. Custom fretboard, too. Look at that.
You play?
Used to. It was one of the only things that made all that noise in my head go quiet.
I left mine back at Mom's.
Well, looks like you got one again. Play me something.
Right now?
Why not? What is this?
It's my favorite song.
Let me hear it. Feel better?
A little, yeah.
A little's all we can ask for.
Grandpa. Thanks.
Come on. Let's get back.
Ugh, I can't do it.
Hey, relax. You'll get one.
We've been out here for hours. Carter hit one, you hit two.
You just gotta be patient. And wait for the day to come back.
Yeah, if they come back.
Shut up.
What? I'm just saying, you can't expect them to come crawling back after trying to shoot them.
Maybe the deer should know what to expect from a hunter with a rifle and not get disappointed when they get shot at.
Well, maybe the hunter needs to realize that not every deer is a target to shoot at, and some deer are just trying to help, and if you're awful to every deer you ever meet, you're going to end up angry and alone.
I feel like we're not talking about the deer anymore.
Ugh, forget it!
Where are you going?
She's going to be alone. It's the only place she feels comfortable.
Hey, Lana, wait! Oh, damn it. Stay here, Carter. And remind me to never go hunting with teenagers again. Just supposed to be me. And the great outdoors, and beer, and quiet. Hey, Lana!
To good scotch and good company.
Cheers, Mr. Lomas.
So, tell me everything. Adventures, experiences, romances.
I don't know about all of that.
Oh, nonsense. I always knew you were destined for greatness. Even then.
Are you sure you're talking about me, Mr. Lomas?
Of course. I'm old, not senile. I remember you, even
but
now.
The person you remember, whoever that is not me. I'm not destined for anything.
What the hell are you talking about? Of course you are.
No, I'm not. I'm a loser. I barely passed your class. I barely graduated high school. And then you know what I did? I stole cars for a living. I hurt people. That's my big adventure. That's all I did. I'm sorry I didn't pan out.
Daniel. I didn't think you were special because you were some model student. You were a little bastard. I thought you were special because you asked questions. All the time, you were argumentative and stubborn and asinine. But you never took my word for it. Or anyone's. Probably why you've gotten into all the trouble you have. You demanded to know every piece of the world, and I respected that.
I appreciate that, but I still think I'd better go. It's nice to see you, Mr. Lomas.
Wait. You dropped your wallet here. What? Who are these people, these pictures?
That's my family.
Your family? Oh. Danny, do you know why I taught it at that school? Why I'm back in this apartment, this neighborhood now?
No.
I spent my life traveling the world, writing, thinking, always about me. 80 years later, me is all I have. Family is the great adventure I never went on. So stay. Tell me about them. Please.
Okay. So this is Ren, my wife. You remember her from class, too?
Of course I do. much smarter than you.
That she is. She's a professor now. And then this is Tyler, my son. And that's my daughter.
Lana! Lana!
Hooray, you found me.
Lana, Jesus. What's the matter with you? I lose you out here, and I gotta explain that to your mom and dad. And your mom already hates me enough. God love her.
Probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to get lost.
Why would you say that?
You heard Carter. I'm horrible to be around. I chase people away. Might as well just be alone.
Yeah, sounded like you two were going through something up there. Not sure if you know this, but your subtext needs some work. Can I give you a piece of advice?
What?
Let it go. You're teenagers. You're mean and dumb. A lot. You went through some wild stuff the last few weeks. I don't think anyone holds it against you for being a little out of sorts. Long as you don't do anything you can't take back. Especially not the people you care about, because I know. Those are the ones that are hard to let go.
Thanks, Uncle Eric.
Anytime, kiddo. Now, can we get back to the tree and that good-looking knucklehead I left up in it? My ass is starting to hurt.
He is cute, right?
Buzz, he is. I'm not blind. You saw me with that rifle.
Yeah, unlike me.
You're just impatient. You gotta breathe, pull the trigger when it's right, not when you think it's right. You know, your mom is the exact same way.
Really? Wait.
What?
I hear something. Over there. It looks like a cop.
What's a cop doing out here?
Get down.
You! Stay where you are! 214 to control. I got a couple strays out here on the reserve. Female matches the description of the foster girl. Hey! Don't move!
Foster girl? Why did he say foster girl?
I'm not waiting to find out.
Uncle Eric, wait!
Drop the gun!
Uncle Eric!
Shots fired, Bell's reservation. I need more units.
What do I do? He's gonna bring more cops back to the neighborhood.
Don't let him. Breathe. That a girl.
To be alone anymore, please. Please. Hello?
You're almost there, Peanut.
Mom. Mom, where are you? I can't move. Mom, I can't move.
Not on your own, no.
What does that mean, Mom?
Why do you insist on doing everything alone?
What?
You left Shireen behind, your father, your home.
I had to. Please, please help me.
It's okay, Ram. I came to see you.
We all did, honey.
I love you, Mom.
I'll miss you.
No, please. Please help me. Please!
Why did you leave them behind?
I didn't!
Yes, you did. Why?
Because
you what? Why, Ren? Come on, Peanut. You're so close.
Come on, Ren. Let us help. You want to help.
But you have to let us.
Why did you leave?
Please, Mom.
I didn't want to hurt anymore! I didn't want to hurt anymore. You died, and Dad wasn't there. I was all alone. Danny tried, but he kept getting in trouble, and it all just broke me. I convinced myself I was the only one I could trust.
But I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be that way anymore.
Get up, Rin.
Get up.
Get up.
Get up. Get up. Get up, Rin.
Rin. Rin, can you hear me? Rin, get up, girl.
Shireen.
Come on.
Shireen. We used to play on the playground. You're my best friend.
This is the kind of stuff it takes for you to remember me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
How about you save that for when you're not bleeding from the head?
Come on, come on. Get inside, come on.
Wow, where's the fire, guys?
Where's Mom and Dad?
I don't know. Why? Where's Eric?
Outside, he got shot.
What? Is he okay? Are you okay?
Well, I had to shoot the guy that shot him, so no. Now can we focus before I totally lose it?
Where's Kellen?
He dropped me off and I went home.
You're getting pretty good at that IV.
Maybe I should have been a doctor or a nurse or something.
Nursing home is what I was thinking. After today.
You talked to Frank?
I talked to Frank.
Thanks for sending me over there.
Thanks for not letting me die of cancer.
Grandpa!
Kids!
Dad? Is that an IV?
What are you doing here? Eric, what happened to you?
There was a cop in the woods, and he knew who I was. I think he was from that police zone.
What?
He was looking for you guys. He got a radio call out, Danny.
What's going on?
Ren, what happened to your head?
I'm fine, really. I'm actually okay. But wait, what's going on here?
They're coming.
Go away!
Even me, Hunter?
No, not you.
I just came to check on you. And I'd like for you to come downstairs with me.
Why would I do that?
Because you love me. And you trust me. And there's something you need to hear.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom. You guys find Dad's gambling doubts or something?
Not quite. Take a seat.
Yeah, I'll stand. Thanks.
Hunter, listen to her.
Why?
I found another tape.
Now, what is it?
I think you should just listen.
Hello again. Everyone's asleep right now, and the storm's quieted. I just thought I'd take a second.
Turn it off.
Keep listening.
You know, I'm sitting here in the quiet and the calm. Carla and the kids are upstairs. And I hope the power never comes back on. In the wake of what we lost, I think we found something better. I know I did. I can't believe I even entertained the idea of leaving. Because there isn't a single thing in the world I want other than this.
That was his last one. That's who your father was, who Simon was. He was his mistakes, but he was all the other wonderful parts, too.
I miss him.
I miss him, too. And that's okay. It is going to be okay. Thank you, Ren. Ren. Sweetie, what is it? I made mistakes, too. And I haven't been completely honest with you. I need to tell you what happened.
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Rin, with Christopher Backus as Danny, Ray Stoney as Lance, Caroline Newton as Kira, Chloe Brooks as Carla, Denny McAuliffe as Tyler, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Spence Moore II as Carter, Coleman Domingo as Kellen, Crystal Fox as Arlene, Nate Cordry as Eric, Lanisa Renee Frederick as Shireen, Jane Taini as Dolores, an elderly neighbor, Max Gale as Frank Lomas, Victoria M. Knuckles as young Wren, Cadence Clift as young Shireen, Sam Duffy as officer. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for SALT. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Q-Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Matt Sobel. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doring. Post coordinator, Rachel Ganover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production assistants, Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond5. Blackout is a Q-Code and Endeavor Content production.
Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.